And good morning, good morning, good morning. It is time now for our community connection. And on the line with us here, I think I have everybody. Senator Daniels, good morning.
Good morning. And how are you?
Doing great. Judd, we got you too?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
All righty. And Representative Stearman, I hope I didn't hang up on you. Are you with us? Okay, I'm going to have to try to pipe her in here in just a little bit. But once again, this is our what we call our capital call. And if you have not been around with this, this is where we talk with our local lawmakers and we get a feel for what's going on in the capital city as it brings it on back here to our home area. I want to thank you very much for being with us. First of all, we'll start with you, Senator. What's going on with your week and what do we have coming up here soon?
We had a very busy week, of course. You know, the legislative calendar waits for no man. We have 4 weeks to do committee work.
Mm-hmm.
So some of us are rather concerned that with the weather moving in, if we miss a legislative day, and I already have 144 bills assigned to Judiciary Committee and only 4 meetings,
mm-hmm.
how in the world do you get all your work done? So that's what I'm jockeying with today is what to do in the event that we don't get to have sessions one day this week.
Oh, goodness sakes, we just knocked everybody off the line here, I think. Do we have everybody here with us? And good morning. Do we have you with us here?
I'm back.
Okay, that's Judd. Thank you very much. We were trying to do this with multi-level phones here, so 1 second, we're going to have everybody here on the line with us in just a second. And once again, I do believe we have Judd, and we do have Wendy, correct?
Correct.
Yep.
Okay, good. We've lost the senator temporarily. John, I'm going to go with you. What's on your agenda here?
Well, like the senator said, we're kind of in the sausage-making process of government, the part where it's all being kind of thrown out there and blended mm-hmm. around. It's like the senator said, we are in committee work.
Mm-hmm.
We've, in the House, we had over 1,900 bills presented, named and numbered, and we're trying to spread those out to committees. We've committees on everything from county government to education to public safety, and those bills get spread out into there where we can take a better look at them. You'll have anywhere from, say, 10 to 20 people on a committee that mm-hmm. can bring that bill up and ask questions and give the author the opportunity to explain it. I sit on 4 committees, business and commerce. I sit on judiciary for criminal justice. I sit on the appropriations and budget committee and, of course, chair general government. Now, we'll have bills come through our own, but we're also having to run our bills through other committees. There mm-hmm. was a time last week where I had criminal justice going with business and commerce due to the weather, was trying to run at the same time, and then I had my own bill over in county municipal government, so we were all having to schedule around each other, and then Ooh. When you leave your office, you grab up a stack of folders and bills and a laptop, and you just take off. And someone will say, "Where are you headed?" And I'll say, "I just, I'll see you in a little bit." It gets to be kind of a scheduling mess. And then, like the senator, she knows I see her quite a bit because we're also in the point where not only do we have to have an author or are we authoring our own bill, but in order to get it mm-hmm. through both houses, through the House and the Senate, you have to have a Senate author as well. So I'm mm-hmm. trying to explain my bill not only to a chair to get it heard, I have to explain it to all the members of that committee and then give them the opportunity to ask questions. Then I have to go over and convince the senator that it's a good bill and get them to put their name on it. And we do all this in really 3 or 4 weeks.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. And let's see. We've got Wendy here. Wendy, how has your week been besides a bit cold?
Yes. Excuse me. Very cold. Sorry. and I think that has sort of slowed things down. And as mm-hmm. Representative Strom was saying, there are so many bills that have to go through in such a short time. And I've already had one committee cancel this week because the chairman couldn't get in because of the roads.
Ooh.
And so we're going to be really, apparently, so I hear, we're going to be very busy the last 2 weeks in February. So I'm looking forward to that, actually, because I feel like we're still, I'm ready to get started, and we keep having having delays. So
mm-hmm.
so I'm very much looking forward to the weather clearing up and getting things rolling. I did have some committee meetings, and I'm very much enjoying learning the process. Public health, I think, is an important committee, and we heard some great bills in there.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, with everything going on this last year, we're hearing several bills about, the various mandates around, but also just the vaccine and how that's going to be rolled out.
Mm-hmm.
Effectively, also ensuring the rights of the people. So there were some that came through public health and passed that were in support of the people's rights, and I'm thrilled with that. And I'm vice chair of states' rights, and I was the chairman of that committee this week because the chairman was presenting a bill on our national motto and displaying that in all the state buildings, In God We Trust, and that too passed. So it's been a good week for states' rights and people's rights, and as far as in committee.
Very good. I'm going to place both of you on hold here. I'm going to try to reconnect with the senator here on Capitol Call, so please bear with me here. I hope I don't hang up on everybody again. So once again, Judd is on hold, and Wendy's on hold. And I do believe we have the senator reconnected with us. Senator, good morning.
Yes, sir. I'm here. So one final thing about just the whole legislative process.
Mm-hmm.
This is also the time of the year that if you have a lot of bills like I do and you don't have time to really lobby all of them or there's mm-hmm. a problem with one, you start pulling your own bills because you don't want them defeated or they'll be dead for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So if I pull it now, I can try next year. So that's another personal thing that, you know, each individual legislator has to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go back to the Department of Public Safety and the driver's license.
Let's do that.
I want to let everybody understand, at least here in Bartlesville, that the tag agent, Jackie McClintock, over on No Water Road, she wants nothing more than to give good customer service, and they always have. And she anticipated this. Tag agents anticipated that Real ID and all this new equipment and the new computer systems and the vendors they're working with, that this would be a problem. Now, the governor, people are blaming him. He, I think in his defense, he's on his third Department of Public Safety director. I was with him Monday night at dinner, and he said, I have found the person that I think can get us, you know, to the next level on this. Department of Public Safety, very important agency. They do great work. They have a lot of law enforcement associated with them. We appreciate what they do. But they are a bureaucracy, just like any other agency.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew that Real ID, not only was it overly expensive, but rolling out this software, it's just been a problem. Now, the governor signed an executive order yesterday that would allow people to go ahead and get a Real ID compliant license or a certification, identification card, if they have an existing driver's license file, regardless of whether or not their license is expired or suspended. But they'll have to bring the Real ID documentation with them. It gives DPS the option to let a third-party driver's license administrator do the written test.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for most people going in just to renew a license, that's not an issue, but it is for a lot of folks. And then commercial driver's licenses have become a problem, and it's going to allow them to replace those instead of having to use DPS. And then they are dealing with these vendors, and OMES has taken over trying to work with the software problems and do all the IT. And evidently the time lag has been cut down some. But when you add COVID and the social distancing and the lines people have to get in and the bitter cold, you can't expect people to come get in line outside and wait for a long time. Now, what I'm trying to do is get another set of computer equipment and software for the tag agent on No Water Road on Swan Lake. They only issue one set of equipment to each tag agent. Well, the tag agent in No Water shut down. The tax commission is, you know, finding another one. They're the ones who approve tag agents. And the tag agency on 123 decided to get out of the driver's license business. So my argument is purchase another set of equipment and get it to the Jackie McClintock and her team over there at the Swan Lake or the Swan Drive office, and let's start working on this. Well, I think I'm making a little headway. At least mm-hmm. nobody's telling me absolutely no right now, but I appreciate the frustration. I'm getting emails. I'm getting phone calls. It's kind of like for 2 weeks we got vaccine emails, and before that we were getting unemployment emails, and now it's driver's license emails. So I don't have a complete, I can't tell you today that there's a complete solution that's going to be in effect immediately, but all of us are aware of it, and the governor's aware of it, and Director Scully's aware of it, and now we've got all the IT people involved with the vendors trying to speed it up and not have so many crashes. That was another thing. You'd be in line, and the computer system would crash, and that's not the tag agent's fault, but, you know, they would have to shut down and wait for IT to get it back online. So I don't want to belabor it, but I know it's an issue, and we're all focused on it.
All righty, Senator, I'm going to place you on hold for just a moment. We're going to bring everybody back on the line at the same time, so please bear with me. And you are listening to, of course, our program, which is called... there we go. We got some of our constituents back here. Boink. And there we go. We got two. All righty. I think we have Judd back here with us. Judd, are you here?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, you had a little issue with the Real ID as well. The senator was talking about getting the solution to it. But patience was something that, of course, we all have to have in this situation here with our driver's licenses.
That is absolutely the case. I wanted to kind of add to what the senator said. You know, with a number of the House members of the House of Representatives signed a letter in support of an executive action by the governor to kind of speed up the process, and we're waiting on legislation from Representative Lowe, 2465, I think is the House bill. And what that would do would be to allow a lot of the third party or a lot of the testing that goes on there at the location, especially the knowledge testing. There's no reason we saw that we couldn't move that over and do that at independent testing locations, such as, you know, our VOTECs or our universities or even at the high school, if they could support it to where you could get that part knocked out if you were coming to take your driver's lessons. And like the senator said, or to take the test rather, and like the senator said, if the equipment that is out there, you know, I've said before, we could do 170 licenses if we wanted to in a day in Bartlesville, and now we're down to about 35. And now you throw a glitch in there, and you're down to fewer than that. And so it has become a big problem, and we are just trying to work from every direction we can to try to get that fixed, especially when that's something that's usually spaced out through the year and just had a process that everyone kind of recognized and understood. And now you take that and you're trying to get everyone in the state a Real ID at one time, or everyone in the state their CDL brought back at one time. The system just wasn't built for that. So we're trying to find a fix for that, and I think we've worked on that every day since we've been back at the Capitol.
All righty. I'm going to try to bring in Wendy Stearman here with us. And, Wendy, you're back on the line with us here. And looking forward here, you've been just busy as all get out, as we talked about earlier. But how are you juggling things in here, being kind of new at this? It seems like it's starting to fit you like a glove. Seems like you're getting your information from your constituents and you're bringing things forward. You've got a process all in line? Wendy, you with us? Okay, let's try it again. All right. Wendy, are you with us here? Okay, I'm going to try this one more.
Thankful for her. I could not do it without her. But, I'm just, you know, learning every day as usual. And I didn't jump in knowing, having no idea what was coming. So I had a little idea, and I'm, you know, working it in as best I can.
Oh, wow, that is great. That is super. How are your consistent, are they talking to you about the COVID situation as far as rollout, and what information might you have for them?
For the COVID vaccines,
yeah.
Well, it sounds like they are. We had a briefing with the health department earlier this week, and it sounded like they had the computer system working better. I'm seeing fewer and fewer people coming to me unable to get it, so I'm hoping that that they are finding ways and learning the system. Other than that, I mean, it's just going to be the process of making sure that they can keep the vaccine ready and available at the right times. Not very helpful, but I know they're working on it hard.
Wendy, where can folks get a hold of you if they have any questions or concerns about anything that goes on in the area?
Well, my email is the best way right now. I've had a few people, actually even constituents, come into the Capitol, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But email is good. It's wendy.stearman@okhouse.gov.
Mm-hmm. And that works fine.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, the telephone still works, too, doesn't it?
It does, and unfortunately, I never call my number. I should have that handy, but I do not know. But I know that if you look up, go to the house site, you can find any of the phone numbers there to the offices.
Wendy, I want to thank you for being with us here today. We're going to disengage, and I look forward to having you next week. Hopefully, we'll be out from the snow and everything.
Sounds good. I look forward to it. Thanks.
All right. Thank you very much. Judd, we have a couple of moments here with you. What would you like to say in closing?
I think the most important thing I've got really is budget work. We're coming up on February 16th, which is when the Board of Equalization will meet. You know, the fiscal year in Oklahoma is from June to June, kind of effectively. And while January, the last month, come in almost 15% below for the year, for the 7 months that we've already been in, you know, this fiscal year, what we're looking to be able to work with next year is right now about 2% above where it was the year before. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping to see some pretty good numbers come in so that we can get to work on the budget.
All right. Judd, thank you. Take care and be well. We'll talk to you next week.
You guys be safe.
All right, be good. And now we're going to close it out with the Senator here on Capitol Calls, presented by Phillips 66. Senator, your closing statements today.
Yes, thank you, Tom. Also want to say I read this morning that 50% of the 65-plus age group in Oklahoma has been vaccinated. Now, I don't know if that means both doses or, or just at least one. And so on the 22nd of February, the governor's going to open the next phase, which will be people of any age with certain comorbidities and teachers and school staff. And they believe they can do this because we're having an increase in supply, and we're bringing on more pandemic partners. These are people outside the Department of Health that are able to get vaccines and offer them. And I know that's happening here locally as well. So, you know, they'll just be more available. And, you know, there's a move now for CVS and Walgreens to be able to offer vaccines. I saw something last night about Walmart.
Yes.
But I didn't see that our Walmart was one of the ones that they were going to start with when they showed the map. So, I think, as we said before, as we move into spring, wouldn't we like to have that now?
Yes.
we will see much more vaccines, much more available from a variety of locations, and that will be good, too. Just for me, I passed my first bill off the floor today, or you know, yesterday, and that was a resentencing bill that I was carrying for the District Attorney's Council that was to clean up a Supreme Court decision that countered what the legislature intended in the law. So we are starting to get bills off the floor. And, you know, you can. I do know my phone number now.
Okay.
Chairman and I were in the same boat. You don't call your own number.
But yes.
You can reach me at 405-521-5634. And then email is best for me as well because, you know, three or four times a day I'm going through email. So that's julie.daniels@oksenate.gov.
Oh.
And, I had a couple of other unemployment issues come in today. Don't forget to be in touch with us because we have a liaison and we can try to expedite and solve those thorny problems that people have. Otherwise, Tom, you've got a question for me. Otherwise, that's all I've got this morning, except everybody stay safe and stay warm.
All right. We're going to have to disengage. But thank you very much, Senator. I really appreciate it. And you've been listening to Capitol Calls, brought to you by Phillips 66.